in the limelight.
Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson was under pressure on Saturday, 21st of May, to explain a recent meeting he held with the senior Mandarin, Su Gray. We have prepared for you an article written by Toby Helm. The piece is titled, Boris Johnson to Sacrifice Top Official Over Partygate to Save Himself. Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson is expected to scapegoat the head of the civil service, Simon Case, in coming days in a desperate effort to save his own job, as both men face stinging criticism in a report into a lockdown-breaking parties in Downing Street. According to several sources, the long-awaited findings of the senior Mandarin, Su Gray, will lay particular blame on Simon Case, the UK's most senior civil servant, for allowing a drinking culture to develop in which rule-breaking parties became commonplace during lockdowns. One senior Whitehall figure who has seen sections of the report said it could also prove more damaging for Boris Johnson than the fine he was given in April for attending his own birthday party, because it will make clear the Prime Minister's involvement in several other events which may have breached lockdown rules, but for which he was not fined. The source said, from my expectation of what I know, it will be the real deal. There will be detail. There will be evidence. She is going to say this is under your watch. This is your house. All that kind of stuff. Senior officials are braced for Simon Case to be so heavily criticised that he will have to offer his resignation or be sacked by Boris Johnson, in order for Johnson to be able to say he has acted decisively and learned lessons. One source said, that is probably why Simon Case is still there and not moved from his post already, adding, because Johnson needs a body. However, if Case were to lose his job, it would mean that a civil servant who has not been fined would have lost his job, while the Prime Minister who has been fined keeps his job. A friend of Su Gray, who has worked at a high level with her in the civil service, said the report would make gruesome reading for both the Prime Minister and his most senior civil servants, and that Su Gray was in no mood to be forced into watering down her findings. The friend said that before the Johnson era, the only party that was ever held among staff in Downing Street was the annual Christmas party. Adding, we didn't have karaoke machines and suitcases to bring in drink in those days. I think it will be very difficult for Simon Case. Su Gray was appointed to take over the investigation into parties last December from Simon Case himself, after he was revealed to have hosted an event in his own office on 17th of December 2020, for which invitations were sent out saying, Christmas party. A government spokesman said at the time that officials in Simon Case's office took part in a virtual quiz. It is expected that Boris Johnson and Simon Case, along with about a dozen other officials, will be named by Su Gray. While it is not expected that she will reveal a new smoking gun detail or photograph that will on its own inflict terminal damage on the Prime Minister, the overall impression of those with knowledge of the report is that its criticism of leadership failings at the very top will be hard to survive without someone senior falling on their sword. Another source with knowledge of Su Gray's thinking said, Su Gray is in a very good place to give judgments. She has worked at the heart of government for a very long time. I think there is a genuine question, adding, what the hell was it about this time and this place that all this was allowed to go on? She has worked with any number of prime ministers, so I think it will be an element of, what was that? Was it a broader culture? He added, what has been said to me is no one is going to come out of this looking good, so there will be damage for Boris Johnson. In many ways, it could be more damaging for him than the fine, because the fine was for a relatively minor thing, his birthday party that people were surprised he got fined for. So he was able to excuse himself. He said, whereas what is actually going to come out in Sue Gray's report is detail of some of the other incidents which perhaps are more difficult for him to explain. So even though he wasn't fined for them, the detail that comes out won't look good. Senior civil servant Sue Gray has contacted about 24 people who she intends to identify, either directly or indirectly, over their involvement in events at Downing Street. They have until the end of Sunday to respond, and many are said to be fighting to maintain their anonymity. One insider said, there is a huge issue around publicity and anonymity. When Sue Gray has considered these late representations, she will take them into account before submitting her report to Downing Street. Boris Johnson has promised to publish it in full and without delay. Publication is now expected in the coming days, along with a statement to the Commons by Prime Minister Boris Johnson. The Prime Minister was under pressure on Saturday, 21st of May, to explain a recent meeting he held with senior civil servant Sue Gray. It has led to claims that No. 10 Downing Street has tried to interfere and water down Sue Gray's findings. It is understood that Gray and Johnson met recently, although a Whitehall source said the report's contents were not discussed at any point. Downing Street said that the meeting had taken place at Sue Gray's request, although accounts differed on Saturday, 21st of May. Angela Rayner, the Labour Party's deputy leader, called on Prime Minister Boris Johnson to urgently explain why the secret meeting had taken place. She said public confidence in the process had already been damaged. Angela Rayner said, Boris Johnson must urgently explain why he held a secret meeting with Sue Gray to discuss her report, despite claiming her investigation was completely independent. Public confidence in the process is already depleted, and people deserve to know the truth. Angela Rayner noted that this is a Prime Minister incapable of taking responsibility for the rotten culture he has created at No. 10 Downing Street, or of doing the decent thing. The Sue Gray report must be published in full and with all accompanying evidence. Liberal Democrat MP Christine Jardine also called on the Prime Minister to throw light on the meeting. Christine Jardine said, any whiff of a stitch-up would make an absolute mockery of the report.